What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. Sup, y'all? Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. Lauren's making fun of the way that I started the podcast.
No, I'm not.
Sup, y'all?
Ashley counts down.
I'm slightly.
Ashley just counts I down. Was in 3, 2, 1, go. But we don't really need a countdown. She just needs to start talking. So I like her getting ready to start talking.
I need a countdown. I do that with everything in my life. Like every time I press record on anything.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. And like everybody makes fun of me too at iHeart for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, okay.
But like, no.
You do it with everything in your life. Like before you have sex, you're like, all right, Jared, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Mentally. 3, 2, 1.
No, she actually has. She does do this. I can't. Like,
a mental 3, 2, 1 in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mental 3, 2, 1 throughout the entire day. Like, okay, he's going to come home in this time. And I'm going to take a shower. And I'm
going to do this. Yeah.
And I'm going to use my Lumi deodorant. That's a sponsor for this podcast. Stay tuned for your code. Okay. So I got a good I don't get it off the top. And it's not really like an I don't get it. It's more of like, you know, what we do here. We complain about ourselves. So I personally feel like I had two shitty podcasts last week with iHeart, you know, on my Bachelor recap. You know, like sometimes you just psych yourself out. Like you go into work and you're like, today I'm going to do a great job. Got to do a great job today. Felt like you didn't do a great job last week. So you really got to bring it this week. And then you like freak yourself out. And then you're like, oh God, my thoughts aren't right. My voice is not coming out properly. I'm stuttering. And then you just keep doing it over and over again. Mm. It wasn't just the conversation, which I did feel like I was totally having absolute brain farts in conversation.
Oh no.
But when I was reading the script, the ads last week, I could not read. Lauren, it was like when we were in elementary school or middle school or high school or whatever, and they call you to read out loud a paragraph.
Oh, no.
And you start stuttering at the beginning of the paragraph and you're like, get your shit together.
You can't compose, because like, then you're thinking as you're talking that all I'm fucking up, but you're trying to talk to.
Yeah. Yes. So, I mean, anybody who listens to Almost Famous, I'm sure, you know, it's one of those things where like you guys couldn't tell, but like I could tell. And I just felt like really crappy about my performance the past 2 weeks. And that's it. And it just like, it weighs you down all day. That's like my point is when.
Did you have no thoughts or you couldn't articulate
your thoughts? At work. I don't know, Lauren, what it was. It's just one of those days. I tried to blame it on the fact that like I've had really a lack of sleep lately with Dawson.
100%. That's it then.
But I don't even I don't know if I believe in that. Like, is that bad or is that just me shaming myself? Is that me shaming myself?
Kidding me? If I could jump through the screen right now, sleep is inarguably the most important thing for life, like to me over water. Like you will not remember anything.
It's up there.
You will not lose weight. Like it is literally like charging your phone.
I know.
You have to charge your brain, charge your body. And people think getting 6 hours of sleep is good for them. And then when over the pandemic, when I took the online course at Yale, the science of well-being, that it's a free course. Anyone can take it. And it's so, so freaking good. You had to pick one habit to change, and mine was sleep. And so I committed to getting 8 hours of sleep. And ever since 2020, I get 8 hours now. But I was getting six. When I worked on The Bachelor, I was getting like five.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's pretty good. And then I was like, six is normal. 6 hours of sleep is sleep deprivation, according to science.
Yeah.
It's actually sleep deprivation.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to get eight or more. And I'm not even kidding. Like, my life completely changed. I lost weight. I'm like so much more awake. My cognitive abilities are so much quicker. Sleep is literally life.
Your metabolism is like the highest when you're asleep.
Yes.
So you're just getting free starvation hours with high metabolism. You know, you're asleep longer, you're having a great time, you're asleep, and then you get to lose weight and because you're not eating and your metabolism's high. I know.
Your body's processing.
Actually, you don't have that luxury, but Mads and I are going to continue sleeping.
Yeah. Like, I was going to say, like, you, and there's so many benefits. Like, your brain just, it processes things that happened the night before. You know what I mean? So for anxiety levels, like on and on and on. So I think that could be like the reason, Ashley, for sure.
Okay. So this is what I think. Like, I read, I listen, I have heard plenty of podcasts aside from you guys talking about the importance of sleep and stuff. And I guess like when I start to get my day going, and Lauren really knows this about me, like I will be very sleepy in bed. Like when Dawson wakes me up and I'm like, and then I'll lie there for like a half an hour. He'll watch like Miss Rachel if he does wake up before me. And that just struggle to get out of bed is always like for me. But then once I'm at it, I'll go all day. That same person won't nap, and then I'll be up at 2 a.m. or whatever, and I'm fine. I'm cruising.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just like the getting out of bed part, and then I just feel awake. But the thing is, my brain probably isn't recharged. Even though I'm not feeling physically tired, I'm probably like lacking. And
right. Yeah,
because I don't feel the tiredness, I don't blame tiredness yeah. on my
But are you getting eight? I mean, obviously I say this in a way where like, I'm not a mom, and I know so many moms.
She's like can't with even... all due respect, I'm about to ask a triggering question.
No, it's not triggering. I'm just saying, like, I bet it's hard. It's not even a question. It's just a comment. Like, I bet a lot of moms, especially new moms, like in this stage, probably can't even afford to get 8 hours of sleep because your sleep is interrupted.
There's no, well, for where we're at, there's just zero chance. Zero chance. Yeah.
Which I think is like, it's like, we need to, I don't know.
We need to start, you know.
We need to figure something out.
Melatonin for babies.
I don't know. There's like a lot of things because like we can get into it or we don't have to get into it. But like some people, there's two camps here. You know, there's a sleep training camp. I posted this all on Instagram last night.
I was literally reading the comments for this video before we started. Because I watched
that. Wait, can you regale me with this? Because I don't know anything about this.
Okay, well, there's 4,000 comments thus far. It's been up for a little over 12 hours.
It's two camps.
It's a
two
hot
wars.
Topic. There's also a lot of in between. So there's one camp, Naz, that's like team sleep training. And there's one camp that is like, kids wake up in the middle of the night. We're the only country in the world that does sleep training. And it's because of like, we prioritize ourselves over the baby's needs.
Got it. Wow, interesting. Can you explain what sleep training is to people who may not know exactly how that works?
Yeah, so there's like a lot of variety in sleep training, but the most common thought, like when you think sleep training, you think, well, you're training your kid to sleep, even though it's kind of against their nature.
Sleep for 8 hours so we can sleep for 8 hours.
Oh, interesting.
But like most
But it's not good
the
for
time,
the baby?
That's the debate. And like, I don't even want it to say, because I don't know if there's science, like the science out there. Like, I don't want to be an expert on this. But some people will say it's not natural for the baby, and that when you are sleep training them, which usually requires them crying it out to a certain degree. Some people will argue that that's like an abandonment thing. Like your kid is crying because they don't know where you are and they feel like you've left them.
And they're feeling abandonment. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Yeah. So some people are like, oh, it'll have a long-term effect on it. I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if that's like at all a true thing. Again, I'm not an expert on this. I'm just telling you that these are the two camps. And then the sleep training camp will tell you that you need to that like you all in the family need to get quality sleep so that you can all function better during the day, right? But
right, with your child, yeah.
Yeah. And then the other camp will say that you're like being evil to your child if you're letting them like scream. Okay. But this is how it goes. Usually, it's usually 3 days of them crying, like screaming by themselves in a room.
And I'm sure that's so hard as a mom.
Which I cannot do. Like, that's my thing. Yeah. I cannot do it. I cannot do it. And then people are telling me a lot in the comments, and like a lot before this post, that there's many ways that you can do it. You don't have to like leave them alone screaming in the room. People will say that that's usually the fastest way to get it done. But you can go in increments. Like, people are like, first go in after 5 minutes of crying, then leave them alone again, and then go back after 10 minutes. And then after that, you give them
so that they know you're like around.
Yeah. And that I can do. That I think I can, 5 minutes and then leave for 10 minutes. I think I can do that, but we'll have to see. It just seems like in the moment, it is the hardest, longest minutes of your life. Mm-hmm. I just don't know that I'm equipped for it. And I also like not until very recently have I felt a desire to do it, because when I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm like, okay, I'm up, whatever. It's fine. I'm like, I'd rather this than have to like hear him being what it feels like tortured. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's but now sad. I'm just saying that the past couple weeks, it hasn't been just him waking up in the middle of the night and then me like kind of like soothing him back to sleep. He's like been waking up and like being up. Like, he's been waking up around the time that Jared and I would go to bed, which kind of sucks.
Because
like, you're kind of getting sleepy. You're kind of like getting sleepy. And then you're like, okay, I can't wait to hit the hay. And then then you're like, oh, now I'm up for another 2 hours while he just like is fully awake. Or a couple days ago, it was 4 a.m. And he woke up for like 2 hours.
Do you think it's because you switched him over to regular milk and not formula?
Last night I surrendered and I was just like, I want to sleep tonight. I don't even care about like what I should do as far as feeding goes. So I gave him full blown bottle of milk, which is fine before he goes to bed. And then I gave him more milk when he woke up at 11. Like, as soon as he started like fussing at 11, I was like, okay, I'm giving him more milk. And then he woke up, and then I even planned further out. I was like, when he wakes up next, I'm giving him 3 ounces of formula. And he woke up at 1:30 next. And I gave him 3 ounces of formula. He slept till 6.
Okay.
And then I think I just kind of gave him a little water at 6. And then he went back to sleep till 9:15, which was great.
Oh, very good.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
I am like, God. Bravo, Ash.
Well, thanks. Bro. That was a spiel. That was a spiel. And if you're not a mom out there, you're probably pretty bored by that.
I'm
combo.
Not a mom, but.
Oh, really?
No, I'm not a mom. And I'm fascinated because it honestly is unbelievable what moms live through and go through to like raise a child.
I swear.
Like, we don't talk about it enough. And it's like, there is no right answer. I think the right answer is whatever works for you.
Exactly. You know? And that's what people tell me. They're like, you know, that's what I even said in the post. I was like, look, I believe in following your motherly instinct on this. My motherly instinct is to comfort throughout the middle of the night. But I'm also down to do like a method that wouldn't be like, that would still require me being there. I just doubt that it's going to work for him because he's such a shrieker, but we'll see. Maybe this week I'll give it a go with the increments.
Wow. Well, keep us updated on that.
Okay, so throughout this podcast, you're going to hear me sniffling and blowing my nose and a whole bunch of shit. And you know when you're blowing your nose a million times and all you want is your nose to be re-moisturized? So I've been putting my Dime Hyaluronic Acid Serum all over my nose, basically in between every single blow, because I cannot have that shit peeling off. And it feels so good to use all those Dime products on a dry face.
Oh my God, I am obsessed with the eye serum. I cannot tell you, like, at night, it's such a treat because for some reason, it's like really cold in my house. No. So it's almost as if like it's been in the fridge, you know? So I put my finger in and then I just like rub it under my eyes before bed and it just feels so cool and good.
It's very luxurious. It's affordable luxury, as they call it. It's affordable 100%. Luxury.
And it's clean, vegan, cruelty-free. is great for all skin types, which I think is really important to say because, hello, not all skin types are the same. Ashley, which product's your favorite?
The toner. Remember how we had that discussion about like what the point of toner was on this podcast? We did have it on this podcast, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes. And toner is great, and Dime's toner is magnificent. And I also am using their cleansing balm. I talked about my cleansing balm like whole routine on Instagram a couple days ago, and I was like, I am not married to a cleansing balm. Like sometimes I use another brand, and I also ordered Dime's because I'm down to try that as well. So guys, we huge fans of Dime. Oh, by the way, we didn't talk about their signature product. I'd like to talk about their little combo of mascara and eyelash growth serum is a really popular product of theirs. So you don't have to like spend a bajillion dollars on lash serum. Theirs is very affordable. It's an affordable luxury, as we were just saying.
Okay. So when you guys try these products out, make sure you use our code GETIT20 for 20% off your entire order. And remember, Dime also provides free shipping on orders over $75. So if you haven't tried Dime Beauty yet, make sure you do.
The website, by the way, dimebeautyco.com. You could just type it into Google, it'll pop up.
I would just crack. Like I would crack. You know, like, I just feel like some people can do it. And I don't know, like hearing him, like my sleep being interrupted that many times to a shriek, like no matter like what, if it is my child or not, I don't know. Like, I'm sure like it would be easier if it was my child, but like, I swear I'd be like, I'm getting in the car. I'm not coming back. It would be
Lauren. That's how I don't feel that extreme about it. Getting in the car, not coming back. But I do. I am someone, I love my sleep so much that I like do wonder, I'm like, do I have it in me?
I know. I mean, I'm sure like, more comes out of you when function. It's yours. I get it. You have more desire to do it. And
that's why I commend all moms. Like it's really so beautiful and amazing. God,
it's hard. It's like a hard decision. You're like, do I want to ruin a lot of good things? I don't know.
Ugh. I'm going to be honest with Lauren right now.
You don't
now.
Think I can do it.
I often think throughout my day.
Yeah. Lauren can never.
I don't know if Lauren can do this.
Yeah. And it's okay.
You know, that's probably the meanest thing that I can say as a sister, or it's really just the most honest thing I can say.
Yeah. I hate discomfort.
Yeah. You just don't handle, I guess it is discomfort as well as
it's
do.
It's interesting because my mom, remember how we went to Big Sur for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
And my mom, you know, my mom's always been like, get a boyfriend. Like, you got to have kids. You got to have kids. And I think because we haven't traveled in a while, you know, when you travel together, you like really see what people are like cool with and comfortable with and when they want to wake up and all this stuff. And my mom, for the first time, said to me, instead of like, Ashley's just staring at her.
Sorry, I got closed comedones. I got to get those out.
Closed comedones. Okay.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I'm very interested to hear what Naz has to say because it's made me feel better.
I am. You know that I'm totally listening. I'm just looking at my pimples. I can look at my pimples in the mirror. And also, you need somebody to look at you when they're talking.
I think I've realized that is like a major pet peeve of mine. That if I'm like with someone, I'm like, can you just be fully present? Like I hate when I'm on the phone with someone and they're like, at work and they're like, hold on, let me answer this. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, just call me later. Like, I can't.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, Ashley, you were doing nothing wrong. I literally look at my phone every time
I agree
on the podcast.
With you, Naz. Like, if somebody's trying to text, if they're texting, if they're on their phone, if they're doing emails, 1000%, I do not have your full attention. And that very much drives me nuts. And Jared does that to me way too much. Mm-hmm. But
it drives me insane. I'm like, do not try and talk to me.
Yeah.
Talk to me. We could put your phone away and we can be humans together.
Yeah.
But it's a colossal waste of my time.
He'll like be like repeating what I said. And I'm like, no, you're not actively listening. Like he's like, no, see, I like know exactly what you said. But if I'm looking at something just more visual, like my pimples on my face, it's a little bit less like I'm not really using my brain.
It's like when I listen or watch a podcast and I'm listening intently, but I'm also doing my makeup.
Sure,
but okay.
Exactly. Now, okay. Anyway, go ahead. Finish. Yeah.
Yes. I totally agree. Okay. Yeah. Glad we had a little side tangent there. So anyways, my mother kind of said what you just said to Lauren to me.
Really?
She was like, I don't know. She's like, I don't know, Ness.
You know, maybe that's why we're supposed to have kids in our early 20s or like whatever, before we get too set in our ways and too comfortable with ourselves.
That might be.
I mean, listen, the only thing, the only constant in life is uncertainty. Like the only thing we know is that we don't know what's going to happen. I could fall in love tomorrow and want to have a kid tomorrow.
Yeah.
Everything's evolving and changing. Me today, I'm like, I'm totally cool with being a mom in my 40s. But I remember now it was because we were driving and it was Thanksgiving before Christmas. And my mom's like, what are you going to do Christmas? And I was like, I think I'm going to go to Rwanda.
Oh yeah.
And she was like, I don't think you can.
That's a fair thing. Yeah.
She was like, for the weekend. I was like, yeah. She's like, I don't know, Naz.
I mean, I think you definitely have the energy to do it. Like, you definitely have the energy to do it. It's more of like, if you want the chaos and the uncertainty, which you hate.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Naz, and scheduling,
I just love my sleep. Like, my scheduling
sleep. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I would have to be comfortable being messy.
Yes.
It would challenge my OCD. It would probably be amazing and break me up. And then I'd probably be a way chiller, cooler, more nurturing, loving person, to be honest.
Probably. But yeah, that's true. Maybe good for you.
I do want to be a mom.
It would rattle you to your core because of the structure that you would lose. Yes.
And like, and just like dirty things around the house, like all of it. I would really.
Toys.
Yes. I really have to be open to all that.
So sure. I'm going through this right now where it's like, when he naps, should I nap? Should I, this is like on a weekend.
Should
I nap? Should I clean? Should I do work? Or should I just watch a TV show? And I'm always going with cleaning, even though I say like
four great options.
Because I'll go with cleaning because I need that clean house. I'm not like, you know how you go into some people's houses and they have kids, and I know I only have one and he doesn't even walk yet. So it's like,
he doesn't even take toys out of one room. Ashley was like, I think I'm doing a really good job keeping like his toys in the toy room. I'm like, yeah, because he physically can't grab them and move them to another room now.
Right.
Once like, he becomes three, a little older. And he comes down the stairs with like, I have all of my cars, just throws them everywhere.
And we know your child's going to have like a cornucopia of like superhero toys and like just everything.
Where's my Batman?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Exactly.
I need that orderly house to feel like I can even tackle anything. And I'm pretty good with like,
me too,
a few little things here and there out, because like, I really couldn't go, you know, I'm like, it's just your life. You can't have, when you're single or even when you're just married, I think when you're married, you probably can, or, you know, living with somebody, you can keep like a pretty orderly house at all times with a kid. If it's your best, it's great. But yeah, so I just find myself constantly cleaning and putting away. And I don't know if that's like where I should be putting that time.
Right. If that's like the best use of your time, or if you should just sit and relax. It's a constant, it's never going to be one way or the other, right? It's just life. It's just balance. I love that we're having this conversation.
There's no such thing as balance though. That's like that's the funny
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like sometimes it's going to be great. Sometimes it's not.
It's your best effort at balance.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are, too. I've tried so many bras in the past. And the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Right. I think in 2023, all three of us have had this conversation incrementally, like little bits here and there, but I don't think we've had the full-on conversation like to mom or not to mom. Mm,
yeah, that's and true. I think we really haven't.
In 2023... it's like this, like these conversations were not had like 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think we've said this before, but just to, you know, for people that are maybe just listening to this episode, I think because more and more moms are sharing and everyone has a platform now, like people are really asking themselves, should I be a mom? Should I not be a mom? Is it what I want to do? Instead of like, let me just be on the conveyor belt and like become a mom, which I think is great. I think people should ask themselves that. It's a major decision
because we have podcasts like this where Ashley's telling us all like the nitty gritty details, not just the joy of the birthday parties and the birth and all like the happy moments. Like we're getting like the little things that are going to deter us. Before it was like the mommy glow, the joyous moments. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I actually do want to talk about the good stuff now because I feel like I have heard and seen on social media and podcasts, like so much of this, of what we're saying, that like, I actually do want to know what are the best parts of being a mom for you, Ash, so far.
Well, it's like the little things throughout the day, obviously. It's like when he's on the swing and he's smiling so big, it's like his face is gonna like break.
Yeah.
He's so cute. It's amazing.
And then when he was eating, well, his new thing while he's eating is so funny and so bad. So first off, they're chocolate chip waffles that he likes.
Amazing.
So Lois can't eat them, but he likes to throw them down to Lois. And he like, but he is, oh, this is what we need video for. Okay, are you ready? So he'll take the piece of waffle and he'll hold it there and he'll look at me with it in his hand. He's ridiculous. And he's such a bad boy. He's such like a bad boy. Do you know what I mean? Like a bad boy, like a Colin Farrell. That's what I mean when I say this. He looks at me and he like dangles triggered. It in his hand. Yeah. And then he'll look straight in the eye. He goes, boop. And tosses it to the side onto the floor. And I'm like, no, but of course I'm smiling saying no, and I'm saying no like that. I'm not saying no. No.
Yeah,
that's no, so funny.
No, Lois can't eat that. And then I go down and I pick up the piece of waffle, and then he laughs as I bend down.
Like he knows.
Yeah, he's like I'm knows. Playing he this joke it's hilarious. And then he'll do it all over again, and it's
really smiling funny. The whole time.
He knows, like, he can play, and he's sly and, like, smart like that. But it's, like, weird how, like, he can know that that is funny.
Yeah.
But then also not be able to speak words.
Right. Yeah. Like, it's so cool, like, to watch a human at that age and size evolve must be so fascinating every day.
Yeah, it's so crazy. And then just, like, him holding my hand when he goes to sleep and, like, really squeezing it. No. Or then, like, we go out in public and he loves to do this. So if somebody's talking to him in public, and I don't know why he does this mostly in public with strangers, but like, it's not a shy thing. Cause I know him. It's not shy. It's flirty. Yeah. So like if somebody goes, hi, or like just says anything to him in public, he does this little closed mouth smile. And then he shoves his head into my chest as if like he's doing his Princess Diana. That's what I always say.
Because she used to always put her
chin and her head down and then look up with her eyes.
Oh my goodness. See, nothing compares to having that unconditional love, like of something that came from you.
Yeah.
Like that's,
For sure.
Like, there's nothing like that.
You guys obviously won't, you like would never like put your kid back in the belly, as Lauren said when we were little. Well, because when Lauren was born, they were like, "What do you think of your baby sister at the hospital?"
You would say
I said, "Put her back in the belly." That is the first words I had.
Put her back in the belly.
Yeah,
you were so hilarious.
But you know what's also funny is that my friend Christina, she just did a podcast on her birth story the other day. She just had her second, and the boys are 2 years apart. And she said that when they brought the baby in to meet the brother to the house for the first time, that he was like, the older one was focused on his toys, not looking at the baby, not interested in the baby at all. And then finally, after like some time, like I want to say like within a half an hour ish, he went up to her and said, he goes, "I'm sad." And then And then like, he literally admit, he was like, everybody's looking at the baby.
Oh,
I know. Yeah. It was so sad.
I think that's normal. I think I felt that way normal. When Chris was born.
Yeah. It's very normal. It's
used to getting so much attention from both your parents.
But the fact that he like vocalized, I'm sad rather than just being like annoyed. Yeah.
Yeah.
But also how smart, like to vocalize your emotions
It's seriously so amazing that they can recognize those feelings and why they're
I was with my old boss the other night. Remember I told you I was hanging out with our old friend? And he has a daughter. And I don't want to share, you know, obviously no one knows, but she was dealing with something at school with like a group of girls. Mm-hmm. And he was sharing with me like how she had handled it. And like, I guess something was going on in a group chat with different girls. And she like stood up and was like, "This isn't right. Like, this is mean. Like, people are being hurt by this." And like, they all had like a talk and like cried it out. And I was like, "Oh my God, this is so emotionally mature." Like, I really feel like this upcoming generation is going to like be so different than we are. Like, remember what we would do? We would retreat or like cry to we wouldn't face conflict in the way that new people coming into the world just like face it on, you know. We would retreat. We would act different. We'd be like, "Those people don't like me." Like, you know, I feel like we didn't face things.
You could be scarred from my past. I'll remember it forever. Like, forever.
What?
I was something in first grade. I think I've shared this story on the podcast before, because I feel like I've shared everything about my life on this podcast before. But I was
exclusive.
Ashley, maybe. I was in first grade. And there was a kid getting beat up on the playground, like roughhousing. And I went up to my teacher, who was so sweet. And then she happened to be standing, you know, on the playground with the mean teacher in the grade. Her name was Mrs. Frosh, the mean one. Frosh, something like that. I'm calling you out, Mrs. Frosh.
Yeah,
be honestly dead, as we were talking about a couple weeks ago.
Oh my goodness.
You know what? That's one of those people who are dead things. Weren't all angels, all right? Just because they died doesn't mean they're angels.
Okay.
I hate when people paint everyone in a good light just because they died. And we'll get into that later.
Okay.
And that is a massive needs a lot of unpacking.
Yeah. I go, "Brian is being hurt over there. Brian's in the middle of a fight. Brian's getting beat." I'm pretty sure literally in first grade, I go, "Brian's getting beat up." And then Mrs. Frosh, whatever, goes, "Don't be a tattletale." And then,
oh my goodness.
I in my first grade self, like, was
okay.
appalled and so weirded out by that response.
What did the nice teacher do?
"Don't be a tattletale." I don't remember. I think I do remember. I think she just kind of sat there, like stood there straight-faced, like totally straight-faced. As it maybe
I don't know what to do.
She was probably like, "I don't know what to do" after that response. Because then she was either going to get in like fight with her or what. She should have just gone over to the kid. I don't remember them going over to the kid, though.
Brian was just getting bullied?
So how was Brian for the rest of his elementary school career?
He was always the trouble. He was always the troublemaker in the class.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. He was in like all my grades. He was in all three of the grades that I was in there at that elementary school.
Wow. Classes?
Well, good for you.
But he was the troublemaker. So it was weird because I was like, especially thought that he was, I don't know why, I felt like he was particularly vulnerable.
Well, yeah, every person, human being is vulnerable. And if you're one that's always acting out, clearly there's some inner turmoil.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm, exactly. So anyway, it'll stay with me forever.
Have I ever talked to you guys about my favorite fruit?
What is it?
Wow, that's it? You're not going to like try and guess or anything?
Your favorite fruit is oranges?
No, what? I can't even have orange.
How peach?
No. My favorite fruit is coconut. Want to know why?
Because it smells good.
It smells like beach.
Because I use it in every form like that it comes in. Literally coconut water, coconut lotion, coconut shampoo and conditioner. I like eating coconut meat. Like there are so many different uses for coconut.
Do you like
and
almond joys? Smell,
yes. Yeah. And the smell reminds me of Florida. I love coconut and candy. Mm-hmm. I'm
on board with this. I love coconut. I get coconut.
So recently I have been obsessed because I never knew that I could have coconut deodorant until Lumi came into my life. Oh. We are obsessed with Lumi. Lumi has this coconut scented deodorant, which is so good. It's aluminum free because come on guys, it's 2023. Like let's not be putting aluminum in our armpits.
But guys, NASA is missing a huge issue thing. A huge point here.
What?
Lumi isn't just a deodorant for your armpits.
It's for your whole body. For your vulva and your butt crack.
Yeah, like all those things that you may
coconut vagina.
Yeah.
It's your vulva, Naz. Body parts.
Yes.
We all have those moments where we're insecure about not just our armpits smelling. Actually, like I'm not even that insecure about my armpit smelling. It's when I've maybe gone 2 days without showering and I've worn yoga pants. You know what I mean?
Yoga pants
smell down there.
Yeah, that is its own body odor in its own category for sure.
Yeah.
I like that.
So that's when this is perfect.
The acidified body wash really, it gets everything in the shower. So you don't have to worry about it when you get out of the shower. You kind of take care of it in the shower. And it's also great for like your sweaty feet. Cause I like to change my socks 3 to 4 times a day. And I like my feet to be dry. So that means that my feet aren't going to smell and I'll have dry, new, clean socks. So
3 to 4 times a day. Naz, remember when we used to make fun of Lauren for changing her socks so much? Because we were like,
oh yeah, I'd rather have clean socks and clean underwear for
clean
sure.
Underwear.
Yeah.
And we're like, that is very strange. Yeah. Naz and I rewear our socks multiple days.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yes, I'll wear a pair of socks for a week.
When they start stretching out, like, don't you get annoyed at the stretch out?
No, literally fall off in my sleep in bed. And in the morning, I'm like, where are they?
Yeah,
and I'll
exactly.
Look for them and put them back on.
Oh, you guys are nuts. I've had these socks on for an hour and I need to change them again. I'm so crazy. Okay. Anyways, Lumi, guys. Okay.
Morning.
They're everywhere. With over 150,000 five-star reviews, we are so confident you'll love Lumi. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code GETIT at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit Lumi Deodorant and use the code GETIT.
Control body odor anywhere with Lumi deodorant and get $5 off your starter pack. That's over 40% off with promo code get it at LumiDeodorant.com/get it. Hashtag LumiPod. Is there anything that's happened to you guys that you were like, whoa, this just stayed with me forever? I've shared this before on the podcast, but I have never been more mortified when I was in kindergarten, when I was wearing my Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs underwear. And I was going up those, you know, those steel slides.
Yeah.
Like it was like literally made out of steel, which was so dumb because the sun would hit it
so
and you would
hot.
Literally burn.
So
the Florida sun.
Yeah.
The Florida sun.
Wow.
Who thought that these were like a good idea for Florida?
I don't know.
And
that's some
anyway, so instead of
shit.
Instead of sliding down so your butt wouldn't burn, we would just like climb up it like from the bottom. And so I was climbing up it and someone was climbing behind me and they pulled on like my pant. Like, I don't know, because they were falling or on purpose. And everyone saw my Snow White underwear and I cried.
Oh, were they like,
and was so mortified.
Snow White?
Yeah, I was so embarrassing. It was like, she's underwear on, like when everyone had fucking underwear on. And it's just something that'll stay with me forever, forever. I literally remember that panty so vividly.
Oh, and did you tear it up?
I don't know what I did after. I just remember that moment and how I was like crying, and then we had to go in the class. I had a kindergarten, I think my kindergarten teacher was Mrs. Clear.
Mrs. Clear.
That was her name, which was such an interesting name.
Yeah, it is.
And I had a Lisa Frank backpack. I want some Lisa Frank clothes.
We got to bring the Lisa Frank back. I had that tank top from a couple years ago. I'm pretty sure you made me get rid of it, Lauren.
Who?
I want like a Lisa Frank dolphin necklace.
The other day, I saw
before Y2K was back, though.
I saw something that looked like a little Lisa Frank shirt, and I was like, oh my God, babe, I need this Anne Frank shirt.
Lauren.
You said Anne Frank instead of Lisa Frank.
I said Anne Frank because I couldn't think of Lisa Frank. He goes, you want an Anne Frank shirt? So oh bad. God,
Lauren. All right. I should have gotten the baby tee and the Lisa Frank shirt. Then you would have thought it was cool. It was
really
a tank top.
Lisa Frank shirt. Can you buy Lisa Frank stuff?
Yeah, so. Look up.
Lisa Frank should have a museum. Like there should be a Lisa Frank museum.
That would be really pretty. I would enjoy looking at everything in there.
Like all that art. Are you kidding? Like
yeah,
she was
I think
the
it's
most
beautiful.
She's the most iconic artist. Hold on. Lisa Frank factory in Tucson, Arizona.
I want to know what her net worth is. It's Google time. Oh my goodness. Okay. Her current net worth is about 23 million.
Don't you feel like every net worth online is like not real?
Yeah. Like it says I'm
all incorrect. Yeah. Like how do they know what she just bought? You know, like
they really don't know anything. It could be close-ish though.
They just know how much she's made from certain things, but they don't know what she's spent.
You guys, she is currently 64. So she must have been so young when she was making this stuff.
That's wild. Andrea, can we get Lisa Frank on the podcast?
Sick.
Yes.
I'm going to jump on mic for half a second because I am obsessed with Lisa Frank.
This is producer Andrea.
Hi. Hello. You will not. If we get her to do an interview, we will be the first people in I don't know how long. She is so tied. I was just about to send you guys a link to this article that I have. It's 10 years old.
I didn't know you were so informative on this.
You're a Lisa Frank expert.
Who the fuck does not love Lisa Frank?
I'm sending you guys a link to this episode, to this article. We don't have time to talk about it this week, but you guys have to check it out. It's called Inside the Rainbow Gulag, The Technicolor Rise and Fall of Lisa Frank. Her story is fascinating.
Hell yeah.
She is.
Wait.
I'm afraid of her.
Wait, let's get
really?
Her on.
Wait, why is she scary?
Naz, you're going to have to add that to your visualizations because it is, I'm telling you, if we do this, will be my life's work complete.
Okay, we'll do it. It's just everyone knows every morning for 4 minutes, I'll visualize like things I want to happen in my life. So I will now visualize. Wait, let's reach out to Lisa Frank and get her on.
Yeah. But Andrea would know, like, does she not do interviews?
The ugly business of being cute. Whoa.
I think she's really done like two in the last, I don't know how long, but I almost hope she isn't because we'll just be the ones to do it.
Exactly. Groundbreaking.
Yeah. Maybe she just hasn't been asked to do them.
We'll find out.
I think let's reach out and try and get her on next week.
Next week. You got it. You got it. Next.
Yeah. Okay. What do you mean next Friday?
Yeah, she's probably ready.
Hopefully.
Okay, well, I got to read this article and learn a little bit more about her. Because to me, she's just...
I know.
In my head, she looks like Betsy Johnson, you know?
Oh my God, remember the ballerina bunnies? No, she doesn't, but she's... Whoa.
This is a long article. Okay, we'll do our research.
Yeah, this is long. Okay, I would love to sit down with Lisa Frank.
All right, Lauren, we've got time for you to talk about one more thing and let it be praising dead people who don't deserve it.
Okay. My one thing that I just mentioned before was, but really when I think about this, I think like if I was murdered and like all of my friends and family were on Dateline, they wouldn't, you know, be like, oh, she lit up a room. You know, she did so many good things for her community. I want you to be like, she pretty much napped in her whole life. She like kind of had a passion, you know, I want you to be real. And then everyone's like, oh my God, they were amazing. They did this and this. I'm like, just be real. And if someone did something wrong, we don't have to pretend like they didn't do it just because they died, you know?
Yeah.
Highlight the whole life.
I totally understand, Lauren. Yeah. You're my favorite person in the entire world.
But you wouldn't say she was
I wouldn't say she was the sweetest person I've ever met.
Yeah.
Or that, like, or like she did so much goodness for humankind.
She put a smile on everyone's face.
Lauren's eulogy, damn. I hope I die before you.
Lauren would say things like, for Lauren, I'd be like, she made people feel really good about themselves because she was so talented at hair.
I think the thing is that there's good in everyone, and I think that's what people like pull out, you know.
At
those times.
Yeah, but I think Lauren, it'd be amazing,
the fondest memories,
if you pulled out the not so good stuff.
Yeah, it would be funny. But you know that the first thing would be like, Lauren was the funniest, smartest person I know. That's pretty much
exactly
the truth, though, because you are like the most witty, hilarious person I've ever met.
Oh, you're funny.
And most striking.
I mean, nice.
And strikingly beautiful.
You're quite kind, guys. Quite kind. But yeah, that was my one thing. I feel like I have so many more little things we can dive into, but I think that's all we have time for this week.
I love it. Well, stay tuned, guys. We'll see if we get Lisa Frank on.
Yep, stay tuned for Lisa.
But we love you guys.
Love you.
Subscribe on Instagram, all the things. Tell us your thoughts.
Bye.
I don't get it. Podcast. I don't get it. Podcast.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.